What other myths, common myths, are there about bats? And what is the actual truth?
Okay, people say that vampire bats bite humans. This is false. Vampire bats are going to feed off birds, livestock. There have even been cases of vampire bats feeding off seals.
And do they feed off by sucking blood?
Not necessarily sucking, but they do ingest the blood. It's what they're looking for.
As a parasite, kind of? Is that the relationship?
A little bit. What'll happen is a vampire bat will actually land a couple feet away from its prey or its target. It then does like a frog-like walk up to its target. It does this so it doesn't wake it up, because usually the animal is asleep. Using heat sensors on its near its nose, it's going to detect where the blood is closest to the skin. Usually a neck, or if it's a bird, or like if it's a chicken, down on the feet. It'll then lick the area it's going to bite. It's kind of like a numbing agent. And they're going to make a quick little nip, just enough to puncture the skin. And then they will actually lap up the blood. But they will only ingest 2 tablespoons of blood a night. That's it. No more. It's a very small amount. And what's interesting is vampire bats have a very close-knit relationship. If vampire bat A is feeding off a chicken and bat B shows up, bat A will actually chase B away to protect the food source. And then later on, if it goes back to the roost and B has not found anything to eat that night, A will actually regurgitate some of its blood it drank to feed B, and then later on B may repay the favor. So it's interesting that they have this really unique close-knit relationship.